A very good evening to you. This is Pastor Christian Kisten from Living Waters Church in Durban North, coming to you for Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. I want to speak for a few moments on Judgment Day. Yes, you heard correctly. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Acts 17:31, he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Wayne Grudem says the following, the final judgment will not take place so that God can determine the condition of each person's heart, for he had known the final condition of every heart before time began. Instead, the final judgment will take place so that God can display his glory to all mankind by demonstrating his justice and mercy simultaneously. The Bible clearly records that every single one of us must stand before God. Not a single person is going to avoid standing before an almighty God. However, there are two judgments. The one is the Bema judgment, and theologians vary as to when this judgment will take place. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so we could understand that that judgment could take place then, or the judgment could take place as Jesus wills at the second coming. The Bible also records that those who do not believe are condemned already, so that's some form of judgment. However, every believer must go through what we call the Bema judgment. Now, the ancient Olympic Games had a judge, and the term here was Bema. The judgment here was called Bema. Every athlete had to go before the judge and declare that he did not consume any substance that was illegal or didn't do anything that was illegal to disqualify him from the games. Now, it's similar to us believers. We run the race. However, we declare before the righteous judge, our Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ, that we have done nothing untoward. And so the Bema judgment is therefore for believers. This judgment will determine your works. What would your reward be? Some of us will have great rewards. Others will have salvation, but will lose their rewards. And my question to you today is there any enemies that you have? Are you carrying bitterness in your heart? Is there unforgiveness in your heart? All of these things can deny you the rewards that God, the just judge, wants for you. I may also add that Jesus is the most fair judge you will ever face. Often we are condemned in this life and we are innocent many times. However, we bear the brunt of the trial and then the sentencing and imprisonment, all because somebody said something and we could not defend ourselves. But I want to remind you that Jesus is the great judge and he is fair. You will never be discriminated against. You will never be prejudiced against because Jesus is our great judgment. Three types of people are going to stand judgment. Those who do not know Christ, and they will stand at the white throne judgment. At this judgment, the sea will give up the dead. Those that have died will be standing before the throne. And the other judgment is those who have truly accepted Christ as Savior. Now remember, there is the one category of those who have a form of religion, but not the life-changing reality. You have to know Christ and have a relationship with Him. You know, your name must be written in the Book of Life. Revelation 20 records clearly. Whoever's name was not written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, as a Christian, you don't need to be afraid because you are saved. However, just be cautious. You may lose your reward if you live a life that is not pleasing to Jesus. The Bible says in John 5:24, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." So you're not going to be judged to be sent into the lake of fire. You're going to be judged at the Bema judgment of how you lived your life upon planet Earth. Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, recorded for us in Matthew 7:21, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. You have to come to the point where you must be a Christian that produces fruit. There's a parable recorded in Luke 13:6-9, where the gardener comes to the dresser and he says, "This fig tree has been there and for 3 years I've come here and found that this tree has not produced fruit." And the dresser says, "Listen, give me another year." What he does is dig around the tree, puts in some compost and manure, and says, "Come back in another year and I will show you that this tree will produce fruit. And if it does not, then you may cut it off." My question to you, child of God, is, are you like that fig tree? You've been planted, you've been eating off the soil, you've been just taking in the sunlight and the air and the water, but you're producing no fruit. And when the gardener comes, he says, "This tree should be chopped down, it is worthless." And then the dresser, Jesus Christ, comes and says, "Give me another year." And I want to say to you tonight that Jesus is willing to give you another chance. Are you willing to turn your life around? Are you willing? Because if you're not willing, if you don't give your life to Jesus, then you're going to be standing at the white throne judgment where the sheep will be separated from the goats and you will be cast into eternal fire. Now I know this is a fiery message, and I know it's not pleasing to your heart. I know that it's not making you feel good. But may I remind you that my intention is not to make you feel good, but rather you get convicted and turn your heart towards Jesus and say once and for all that you're giving your life to Jesus. And if you do so, my brother, my sister, eternity awaits you. You see, you have to produce good fruit. "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment." The Bible records that, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." My advice to you is to accept Jesus as your Lord. If you are a nominal Christian and you don't have a relationship with Jesus, now is the time to make it right. Now is the time to say that you want to serve Jesus as your Lord. Acts 17 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he had done, whether it be good or bad." Now that is the Bema judgment. And then we find in Revelation 20, the Bible says, "And I saw a great white throne and him that sat upon it, from whose face the heaven and earth fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to the works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works." And so it is important for you to understand that you're not going to get away. You will have to stand before God. Jeremiah 9:23 says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me." We must have a relationship with Jesus. I'm telling you, beloved, that there definitely is coming a time when you are going to stand before God. If you are saved and you love Jesus, you are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive either your reward or to receive nothing except your salvation. Now, I just want to remind you that the crown of the queen is imperishable in a way, because those riches on that crown is made, the gold is set with 2,868 diamonds, almost imperishable, 17 sapphires, 11 emeralds, 269 pearls, and 4 rubies. However, as beautiful as that crown is, eventually it might look like it's imperishable, but it will perish. However, the crown that you are going to receive when the judge himself will place it upon your head is going to be an imperishable crown. This crown that the queen wore has no value. It cannot be valued because it has such great value. But the crown that you're going to get is going to be so great that it will never be able to be valued by earthly means. God's love for you is not based on your performance. God validates you based on your relationship with Him, and not like people who see what they could get from you. You are His child. He loves you. You are made in His image and bought with His blood. Every drop that was spilled on purpose. And one of those drops had your name written on it. You are free right now. You are healed. You are liberated. You are His child. And you are accepted by God. You are going to stand before the great judge. And as I read earlier, all things were handed to Jesus Christ. You are going to stand before Him. Is He going to be your Savior, or is He going to be your judge? If you are saved, you will stand at the Bema judgment and receive your rewards. If you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, or if you are just a nominal Christian but you don't believe in Jesus, then you're going to be at the white throne judgment. And at this judgment, you are going to be cast into the lake of fire. Now is the accepted time. Now is the time to come before the Lord and say, Jesus, I give my life to You. I challenge You tonight. Where would you spend eternity? This is Pastor Christian Kisten from Living Waters Church in Durban North, coming to you for Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. Good night, and God bless you.